USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Sacramento police officer shot and killed by a man with a rifle after officers respond to a domestic disturbance call last night. Officer Tara O'Sullivan shot while the other officers were helping a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Deputy Police Chief Dave Paletta.
There are no words to convey the depth of sadness we feel or how heartbroken we are for our family of our young, brave officer.
The shooter kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in a yard. She was later pronounced dead at a hospital. That man held police at bay then for 8 hours before he finally surrendered. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who want to come here illegally. He suggests Democrats are to blame for an uptick in illegal immigrants entering the country. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
In Utah, State Senator Dan McKay says he's going to introduce a bill in the next session of that legislature that would ban all elective abortions in that state.
I have opened a bill filed for, Senate Bill 123, that will end elective abortion in the state of Utah.
The Republican lawmaker announcing his plan during an anti-abortion rally at the state capitol yesterday. Tensions are ramping up today after a commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said Iran is, quote, completely ready for war with the United States, making the comment after Iran shot down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone in what American officials say was international airspace, though Iran disagrees. Joe Biden says he has nothing to apologize for after saying that he was able to work with segregationist senators in the 1970s. It's drawn a lot of fire from his Democratic colleagues also seeking the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
And now with the latest polling on the Democrats running for president in 2020, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden maintaining a very comfortable lead over the other Democratic presidential hopefuls in this latest poll from USA Today and Suffolk University. The survey finds Biden with a 15-point lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 30-15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren coming in third, with 10% among likely Democratic primary voters. No other Democrats in the huge field hit double digits in the poll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A self-help guru was convicted in New York in a sex trafficking case. Keith Raniere was considered the head of a group that attracted heiresses and Hollywood actresses. Prosecutor Richard Donahue in Brooklyn says the women were turned into sex slaves.
His crimes and the crimes of his co-conspirators ruined marriages, careers, fortunes, and lives.
Barbara Bushy was Raniere's former girlfriend.
It's a new day to live unencumbered by the threat of what he might do next.
Raniere was found guilty on all counts. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, plans to appeal, but hopes for a fair sentence.
Keith is comfortably in that class of defendants who should not one day die alone in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.